This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, May 8th, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here this morning. We're almost to the weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Did you send your mom a Mother's Day card or
anything?
I gave
her a gift.
Oh, good. Have you already given it to her?
Amazon should have given it to her yesterday. I actually texted her last night. I said, Mom, they have to have P.O. boxes because her town is so tiny. They don't deliver stuff to her home. So I was like, Mom, you got to go to the post office. Your gift is there for Mother's Day. She never responded to me.
Oh. She's like, I don't like it.
She goes, oh, no. How do I tell her I don't like this? Or she's just busy.
Yeah, she probably is busy. Isn't she like the mayor of her town?
She was the mayor last year, and now she's back on the city council.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So she is very busy. She's doing busy lady things.
That's
here.
Why I'm not mad that she didn't
respond.
Yeah,
she will at some point. Moms always do. Sometimes you just have one of those like moments. There will be days where I'll get home and I'll realize like I have like 4 or 5 texts I just didn't respond to. Like I saw them when they came in and I made a mental note, like write them back because I was in the middle of something. And then that night I'm like, oh my gosh, at this point, is it too late? Or what do I do? And I always, you know, will follow up like, sorry, I'm so late to text you back, but whatever. But I always feel terrible about that.
And then for Mother's Day, you sent your mom a card. Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then what about anything from your daughters?
Sorry, I'm so confused here.
For Mother's Day, did they get you anything yet? Or are there anything planned for Mother's Day?
I'm sure I'll get something on Sunday. Okay. Yeah. They don't really go too early on that. So yeah, it's going to be a nice one. I am working Friday and Sunday. The Pro Volleyball Championships are in town and I'm one of the official hosts of that. So I've got to be there on Mother's Day, but that'll be the championship game. So that'll be a lot of fun. And so looking forward to that. And then we're going to go out to dinner later on for Mother's Day. We usually do the brunch thing like everyone else, but yeah, I'll be doing that. So it should be a lot of fun.
And then on Saturday, are you open? Do you get to relax?
Yes, nice. I do. I do have an open schedule on Saturday for the most part. My friend's mother passed away and so they're having a memorial. So I am going to that for a little while, but for the most part, I get to sleep in. And so a little bit of relaxation on Saturday. How about you? What do you have going on?
Saturday, I need to take care of my car. We're going on a road trip in June to San Diego, and I need to get new tires. I need to get like an AC diagnostic. So I need to do a lot of stuff for my car on Saturday. And then Friday, James has a work thing to go to at that playground at Luxor.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, I hope there's a plus one. I want you to come with me to my work event. He gets home from work yesterday and he goes, there's no plus ones. I'm like, hey, I'm not mad at it. You go have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's weird hanging out with your spouse's work people because you don't know how, like, what to say, how to act. You've heard the stories about who did what, and you're like trying to act an unbiased and like, oh, this is the guy that you were telling me
yes.
about, you know.
I think James feels the same way when he comes to our work events.
Oh, my husband, I make him be on his best behavior. I'm like, don't you learn about what I told you. But my daughters, they have a hard time separating it. Like, if they hear, you know, maybe someone says something not so nice or whatever, and they see that person, you can tell. They know.
Yeah.
They are just staring at them like, I cannot stand that person.
No kidding. Especially as kids, they're so blunt. I know Matt is blunt too, but I think he's good at covering it
up. Yeah, he'll cover it up for sure.
But
yeah.
I mean, just kids and teenagers in general, they're like, mm-hmm.
They're not going to fake anything.
Licking you up and down, judging what you're wearing.
All right. Well, we've got so much coming up on the show this morning. It's really a jam-packed one. Of course, we have tickets for you to some of the biggest shows. Katy Perry, we've got those tickets, 7:30, Mega Minute. At 8:20, Benson Boone tickets with Heads Up. In an early edition of Heads Up, we've got something just perfect for Mother's Day. It is a beautiful, one-of-a-kind Mother's Day necklace from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You actually get to customize it yourself, and it's worth $500. We'll be giving away that in just a little bit, probably less than an hour from right now. So let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Maria Maria by Santana and Wyclef Jean? Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she lived on the night just like a movie. Do you want to hear Then the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth? The way that you walk, it's just the way that you talk, like it ain't. Here, Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning, or just call or text us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So a new survey has found that 39% of Americans say that they would donate an organ for a loved one. That's pretty high, right?
I would think so.
39%. Sounds beautiful. Until you realize, you know, loved one is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sense. Like, sure, I'd give you a kidney, or I'd give a kidney to like my husband or my kids, and maybe even my best friend without blinking. But what if it was, say, like your third cousin, Darren, who you don't talk to very often?
Oh,
would you, Darren. would you the one that owes you $40 from like 2008 and, you know, he's just, it's not really making it a priority to keep in touch with you. But then you find out, oh, wow, you guys are a match. And then would you do that? I feel like that number is high, abnormally high. I don't believe 39% of Americans would donate an organ to a loved one if it wasn't within the first circle of loved one. I think like second and third circle, I don't think you're giving it to them.
Look, Darren, I'm sorry. It's been a long time since we've talked. You're going to have to find another person that matches. It doesn't fit me. 39%. Maybe it is like the first circle. If that's the first circle, then maybe that's low, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. Because I can't see myself saying no to someone in my first circle. Like, absolutely. What do you need? You need a kidney? I got two. Here, pick one, you know? I want to believe I'm a good person, but am I an organ donation to people who don't pay me back in my family kind of person? I don't know.
What about your siblings?
I would donate it to all... any of my siblings, even my brother who didn't call me for my birthday and doesn't talk to me, I would still donate it to him.
Was there anything that happened from that?
Well, no. I told my mom, I was like, hey, mom, you know, he didn't call me for my birthday. I'm not trying to be that person, and then I was like, oh my gosh, what a snitch I am. Why am I doing this? I was like, and she's like, do you want me to say something? I'm like, no, I'm like, don't. I go, just forget I told you. I go, I don't know why I told you. And she's like, well, that hurts my heart. And I was like, that's why I didn't want to. Why did I tell her? And so now her heart hurts because he didn't call me for my birthday. I shouldn't have said anything. I don't know why I snitched on him.
And then what? You're going to, if he needs an organ, you're still going to give it to
him? Yes, I am. Okay. I mean, wouldn't you do that for your siblings, even if you don't keep in touch with them that much?
You know what? Probably. I mean, I say it like it's a chore.
I guess
I would. I wouldn't give a lung, though. Anything but a lung, because I got asthma, a kidney, sure. Anything else? And if I die, you can have all the organs. But if I'm still living, I can't give you one of my lungs.
I'm thinking, like, what about on your friends that you consider family?
Ooh.
That's where things get dicey. Like, there are very few of my friends, and I would put you on that list, that if they needed an organ, I'd be willing to step up and at the very least get tested. You know? I would.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, of course you. Of course some of my best friends. But like people I've grown apart from, boy, you're on your own. That's all I got to say.
What about if it were, let's see, our boss?
Ooh. Is he listening right now?
It's pretty early.
No. What about you?
Well, here's the answer. If it were for our boss, I would.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, May 8th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here, getting things going almost to the weekend. I saw this story this morning and it's a few days old, but it just made me flash back. Has there ever been a time when you were growing up that you did something and you thought, oh, I'm going to be grounded for the rest of my life? Like, there's no question. I am so busted. What did you do that was that bad? So this kid, he's 7 years old and he's like already living life like it's Fast and the Furious, Happy Meal drift, you know. It was in Utah. He stole his mom's SUV. He's seven again. He put his five-year-old sister in the passenger seat, and they drove 9 miles to McDonald's because he wanted a Happy Meal.
Oh my God, 9 miles in an SUV?
With his five-year-old sister in the car.
Like his little feet, can he even reach the pedals?
How did he even do that? I have a hard time driving an SUV sometimes. I mean, that is not determination. That is like dedication in a situation like that. So the cops, I guess, got a call about a reckless driver and were about to start a chase. And then they realized that the driver was just about the height of the steering wheel. And they said, okay, something is going on here. So the SUV eventually stopped when it hit a parking strip. No one was hurt, except maybe the mom's trust. She was probably hurt. Yep. She said that he is probably grounded for the rest of his life. And I thought, yeah, it's going to be a long time before that kid gets any sort of special treatment. He is in so much trouble.
I am just so shocked that a kid can even put keys into an ignition and start it.
I feel like depending on the car, maybe it's one of those fobs where it just automatically detects it and all you have to do is press a button. They've made it so easy these days, you know?
That's right. Or like, I would say push to start, but even that's a little difficult. Pressing on the brakes and pushing the button, but I just think about my childhood when I had that moment where I felt, oh my God, I am going to be grounded for the rest of my life, was when I was 17. I thought I was so slick. I said, hey, mom, I'm going to stay the night over at a friend's house. And she trusted her. But my parents and her parents, they were good friends. And they're like, okay, cool. Go ahead. Stay at Desiree's house or whatever her name was at the time. And then I lied and I stayed at a boy's house.
Oh, no.
She found out because the next morning I came home. She said, huh, it's funny. I drove by Desiree's house yesterday and your car wasn't there.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh. And I confessed. I didn't want to go on with my
lie.
You can't
get the lie bigger because then you have a hard time keeping track of the lie. And it's at that point, you're busted, you know?
And then when I got busted for mom, I told her, I confessed. She goes, you are not going to have your car for the rest of your life. Really, it was just like 3 weeks. And she's like, you're not going to be able to go to dance practice. And I was so like distraught because it was like during competition season. But at that moment, I never lied to my mom ever again.
Oh, that's just the worst, getting caught in the lie like that. There's nothing you can do. But yeah, you're lucky it only lasted for 3 weeks.
No kidding. I think she got over it because she was like driving me to all these places.
Mine involved like a party I had at my house. I wasn't supposed to. My parents went out of town. They're like, no parties. And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. So of course everyone comes over. And it was, I was fine. I thought, we didn't do anything big, like it wasn't crazy, but my stupid neighbors told on me. Mm. And on top of that, all the bottles and stuff from the party, I put in a garbage bag in my trunk with the intent of taking it to some random dumpster and getting rid of it. Well, guess what? That morning, my dad, before I had a chance to get rid of it, decided he was going to be a nice dad and take my car and fill it up with gas. And he smelled something, and so he opened the trunk, and there was the bag.
No!
And I had the audacity to deny it at first. Like, I don't know how that got there.
Like, what an idiot. You blame it on your brother. Like, your brother's like 3 years old. Oh, you know?
My brother was with him, so I was by myself. I couldn't even blame it on my brother. Oh, it was so bad. I thought he took my car away. I think it was gone for 2 months. I don't think I got that car. He took me everywhere. I was so embarrassed, but yeah, I thought it was grounded for life. I still may be grounded from that car, honestly.
But that's the last time you probably threw a party, huh?
Exactly. All right, coming up this morning, so much to get to. Just a few minutes away, we have, with an early edition of Heads Up, a beautiful handcrafted silver necklace with Mother's Day charms on it, valued at $500 from Michael E. Minden. We are going to give that away with an early edition of Heads Up. 7:30, Katy Perry tickets with the Mega Minute. Benson Boone tickets at 8:20 for you with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. One Cyrus unfollowed another. Billy Ray's suddenly nostalgic, and Elizabeth Hurley is liking posts. There's some serious family tea in the Cyrus household right now, and we'll tell you all about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. Things, oh boy, they just got icy in the Cyrus family. So Miley's mom, Tish, has unfollowed Miley on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
And fans are noticing, okay? So the timing is very suspicious. I don't know what is going on with these guys. This comes right after Billy Ray, her dad, posted this throwback video of Lee playing the piano while he was strumming along on a guitar. And he wrote, "Can't wait to see this young lady." Now, it's a very sweet post, very heartfelt. But people are wondering, are Billy and Miley mending fences? Because his girlfriend, Billy Ray's girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, the model, she just liked Miley's latest post. I don't know if you remember, but there was that whole weird interview that Miley did where she was calling her dad kind of a narcissist, like she got her narcissistic quality. So I don't know. Are they mending fences, and in the process is her mom getting mad? And the whole Tish unfollowing thing is kind of interesting, though, because that comes, now I'm bringing in brothers and sisters. Okay, so you know her sister Noah Cyrus, right?
Right.
So there was a story that Noah's now husband, Dominic Purcell.
You mean Tish's now husband?
Or yeah. She stole him from Noah.
Yeah.
The whole Is that Tisha's husband or is that Noah's husband?
No, because Noah's not married. I think Noah dated this guy named, what was it?
Who's Dominic Purcell.
Purcell, right. And then later on, Dominic married Noah's mom, Tish.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's so confusing, but also so weird. Like, oh, well, I was dating your daughter, but now I want to date you and then end up marrying your mom.
Yeah, but I guess they have reconciled. So it's just, I don't know if Tish and Miley are on the outs because of that or if it's over Billy, but fans are now speculating that patching things up with Billy could be costing Miley's relationship with her mom. Why does she have to make a choice? Why can't she? I mean, it's her mom and dad.
Poor Miley's probably stuck in the middle of this whole thing. And she's, in my opinion, is the most successful one in that family.
Yeah.
So at the same time, she's being pulled in different directions. And she shouldn't have to choose. Why can't the family and the parents like Billy Ray and Tish be the adults and get along?
Well, you don't even have to get along, but just know that your child's going to love her parents, you know?
And should not have to choose sides, especially as someone who's come from divorced parents. That is not fun.
Choosing sides.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had to choose sides when your parents got a divorce?
No, luckily. They made it really clear that like you don't have to choose sides. And one of the reasons why they kind of moved out and I kind of kept the home was for those reasons.
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation. And the fact that they're all adults now, like, why can't we just all be adults? But yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, Miley's moving forward musically, at least. She just dropped a teaser for her new song. It's called More to Lose. And here's a little listen of that.
I knew someday that one would have to choose.
Song drops on Friday. It's going to be part of her concept album, Something Beautiful. That comes out May 30th, and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Angie. You are caller 20.
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right. We have this beautiful silver necklace with Mother's Day charms on it, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's worth $500. It's yours when you win Heads Up. You got two categories to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Wish You Were Here or Coca-Cola?
Let's do Wish You Were Here.
Okay, perfect. So National Tourism Day was yesterday. These are all things that are associated with tourism, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. 6 and 60 seconds. We got this, no problem.
Yeah, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If you buy trinkets for your friends for when you go back, you're buying them what?
Souvenirs.
Yes. You might hire this person to show you around the city you're in.
Pass.
Okay. You might buy these and mail them to people to say, hey, we're here. It's beautiful.
Postcard?
Yes. This is a form of ID that you need if you go to other countries.
Passport.
Yes. You might buy this just in case your trip gets canceled so you won't be out any money.
Insurance.
Yes. This is what we're doing on this day. This is what we're doing on this day. This is our what?
Itinerary?
Yes. I'm going to pass on that. This is what you check in when you go on a trip. You check in your what?
Flight?
Your suitcase is also known as your what?
Luggage.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
just a matter of seconds, Angie. But you got it. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. You just got
yourself a
beautiful handcrafted silver necklace from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It is gorgeous, and it is all yours, whether you want to hang on to that, give it away for Mother's Day. Congratulations. And we actually will have another one of these necklaces to give away this morning, 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for your chance to win. Hey, coming up next, do you think parents should be responsible for when kids get into trouble, for when they damage things? I don't know if you guys saw a video that I saw that's been making the rounds on social media about a house party that was held by some kids, local kids, in a house that they broke into. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. I never feel so nice. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did anyone else see this video? I cannot find it again. I hate when that happens when you're online, you see a video and you're like, oh, who posted that? Where did I see it? I have been scrubbing Facebook because that's where I saw it a couple of days ago. It's been burned into my brain because it was a video. This family, this is local, okay? A family was out of town and a group of teens broke into their home and threw a full-on house party. We're talking standing on the countertops, wrecking furniture, just absolutely trashing the place. Did anyone see that? Or do you know, family, that it happened to? Because I know it was a repost of the family posting it, asking for help. Like, if anyone could identify the teens that were in that video. People, you know, there was so much footage that they kind of edited together trying to identify these kids. And the family is hoping that they can not only identify the kids in the videos, but get to the parents and hold the parents responsible for what happened.
Oh my God. I'm trying to help you find that video too, but imagine all the damages that they probably did because of that party and just the violation that you see from that video. And like, how dumb of the kids to post a video in that house and like they didn't think that they would find that.
Well, that's the thing. Like the woman was saying, like, it makes her sick to her stomach to see her kitchen and these kids in this kitchen. And I think the reason it hit me so hard is because the exact same thing happened to me before.
Oh, that's right.
Back in 2013, we were out that night and we had our house up for sale. We were living in another house that we had purchased, but our other house hadn't sold yet. So it was on the market. And there's a family that lived across the street with us with a teenage daughter. And she told some of her friends at school that there's essentially no one living in it.
Oh.
So this kid, he goes over, he totally like scouts out the place. He breaks in through the garage and just starts sending out on social media, like, hey, big party at our address. And we get a call that night after we're leaving dinner, and it's my old neighbor. She's like, are you guys having a party? And I was like, what? And she's like, there's the streets like completely blocked with cars in front of your house. I'm like, what? So it was so traumatizing. Thank God I was social media savvy, because I found every single post about this party online.
No way.
Screenshotted it. I found it all. So when it was time to press charges, the DA's like, I'm sorry, there's really no way you can prove this kid had anything to do with it. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, actually I can.
She said.
I sent over screenshot after, and they're like, oh my gosh, we took him to court. We took the parents to court. We got money for it. But like, the thing was, like, the parents didn't seem like they cared. And that's like my question. Do you think that the parents should have some sort of responsibility in this situation like that?
Absolutely. If they're a minor, you have they're your responsibility. Parents should definitely be a part of that and have and own up to that responsibility.
I agree. 702-364-9400. Jan, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I believe both should be responsible, but absolutely. I'm a parent myself. I mean, my kids are little. I have a first grader and second grader, but you know, when they do something bad, you make them go tell their friends sorry, or if they steal something from the store, you go back into the store to return it. I absolutely think that the parents should be responsible, and if they take them to court, I think that they should go to court. Somebody has to take of the damages and the charges.
Yeah, I mean, if my kid was responsible for something like that, I would feel absolutely horrible and want to do what I could to rectify the situation. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, my child was responsible for that. It's terrifying. Let's talk to Diane. Diane, good morning. What do you think? Parents responsible, kid responsible, both? What's your take?
Well, for sure, both. But we know that the kids don't have any money, so it's the parents are going to have to step up. Who else is going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And whether you want to or not, but do you feel like there should be some sort of, I don't know, apology on behalf of the parent?
Yes. 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 If my child did something like that, I would be mortified and I wouldn't have to be taken to court to pay. I would just pay.
Yeah, like I would offer it up. Like, please, what can I do to fix this? Hey, Matt, good morning. What do you think?
You can't just be a parent. You have to parent. The parent is totally responsible.
100%. I'm with you, Matt. And wouldn't you, like our last caller said, wouldn't you like not want to be taken to court and just say, what can I give you to make this situation right?
1,000%.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the parents we dealt with, they seemed annoyed that they had to deal with this. And I'm like, it was your kid that had a party in our house. And just seeing that video, if anyone comes across it, will you send it to me? I wanted to show it to staff. It was just horrifying. So sad.
I love that in your situation, you were like, you don't have any receipts? Watch this. And then you pulled out your phone, the screenshots. It's like, you don't mess with me.
Oh, not only that, I found out where this kid worked. I called the work. I told them what happened. Guess what? That kid lost their job.
Period.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, another round of voting at the Vatican has passed with no Pope selected. Black smoke was seen today coming from the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, meaning there is still no leader of the Catholic Church. Members of the College of Cardinals are going to remain inside until a candidate gets 2/3 of the vote and white smoke is released. There's no deadline to elect a new pope. The longest conclave ever was in 1271.
What?
1271. It took nearly 3 years to elect Pope Gregory the 10th.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You're back in the 2017.
1271. That's crazy. 71.
And then 3 years. So every day they all had to get together until white smoke appeared.
Until they come to a vote. That the white smoke will appear when they have 2/3 of the vote for the pope. So far, no dice.
So I wonder what happens like between those days. They're like trying to like, is it inside? They debate and stuff.
They're locked up. There's no phones, no nothing. They'll take Sunday off if it goes through the weekend. They'll take Sunday off as a day for prayer. But yeah, they just talk and they try to say like who would be good, why they'd be good, give their arguments, things like that.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of interesting. We'll keep you posted on that. Also this morning, after a 13-month fan-driven naming process, Utah's NHL franchise has officially been named the Utah Mammoth. That announcement came this week following over 850,000 votes cast across 4 rounds of community engagement. And the name pays homage to the Ice Age mammoths that once roamed the regions, symbolizing strength, momentum. The team's new logo features a charging mammoth with snow-capped peaks representing the Wasatch Mountains and a tusk that's shaped like a U to signify Utah. The owners emphasize the unprecedented level of fan involvement in picking both the name and the logo. I know a lot of fans were kind of bummed. They wanted them to be the Yetis, but they ended up going with Mammoth. And speaking of hockey, tonight, game 2 of the NHL Western Conference Final, the Vegas Golden Knights and Edmonton will hit the ice at 6:30 at the T-Mobile Arena. Vegas is down a game after losing to Edmonton on Tuesday 4-2.
I love hockey during this time, but I really love our Vegas Golden Knights logo. And when I moved here, I didn't notice this at first, but in the helmet of our logo, that it's a V for Vegas. I was like, what?
How long did that take you?
It took me a month or two. It took me a long time.
Sometimes it doesn't pop out. Yeah. I remember when the logo first came out, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was Boba Fett from Star Wars. I was like, what are we, the Boba Fetts, the Vegas Boba Fett side? That's all I could see. But now, as time has gone on, I've really grown to like it.
I wonder how that's Utah's feeling, like we could have been the Yetis.
Yes, exactly. Finally, this morning, a French innovator has created a pill that will mask the smell of your gas. And yes, it's real. His name is Christian Poincheval. He's 75 years old. He says that this pill will come in scents like chocolate, ginger, and rose. The pills are made with 100% natural ingredients, actual cocoa in the chocolate pills, according to him. And the pills are verified for human consumption by the FDA and France's Directorate General for Competition Policy. Whether they work is a different story. There have been some mixed reviews on them, but here's my question. If you could pick a scent to mask the scent of your gas, what scent would you pick? Any scent in the world?
I'm so glad you asked, because I've always thought of this. No, I'm kidding. My scent, if I could choose any fabulous scent in the world, if when I farted, would be Fabuloso.
Fabuloso, the purple one.
Is that the lavender?
Oh, man, that stuff smells so good.
Just a little bit of it, because it could be a little strong, but little dose.
Oh,
what about you?
I was going to say lemons, just because lemons to me signify clean. But now that you said Fabuloso, I'm so on board with that. Please make a Fabuloso fart smell. That would be Fabuloso.
Fabuloso.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant, Nora. You are caller 20.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is crazy.
How are you feeling this morning, Nora?
I'm nervous because Mercedes always is so fast.
Well, here's the thing. Being nervous is good. That means you care. That's what my mom always told me. So you're going to get this. Nora, just try your best. Just guess it faster than I can, okay?
Okay.
All right. $775 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is up for grabs. I am headed out. You guys think I have enough time to run to the bathroom?
I wouldn't risk it.
You wouldn't risk
it?
No,
don't do
it.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Ramon, you
think so? I gotta go so bad. All right.
I'll just run to the bathroom. Have better.
All right. I'm going to go. You guys, good luck.
All right. Bye, Mercedes.
You good luck.
Yeah, good luck with you. All right. She's out. Nora, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock. Within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, all right, Nora?
Okay.
Okay, you're sounding a little muffled. Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
That might be it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just because we want to make sure the rules and the game, it goes by smoothly, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
Gotcha.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you got? Uh-oh. Nora.
Got it.
Go ahead. Oh. We stopped the clock. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Oh, my God. What is the artist?
Three.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember the
two,
artist.
You know it.
You don't know it, huh?
Come on.
That's the artist.
No, Nora. Okay, I got to bring Mercedes in, okay?
All right, let's see.
Let's see if she's there. Oh, she's back. All right. Nora, she's walking in the studio. You said you're on your way to work this morning. Where do you work?
Mountain View Hospital.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, Mercedes is back, Nora. Let me put you on a hold. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Yeah. No. Okay.
I was gonna,
but I just didn't think I'd have enough time. So, okay.
Okay. Let's do this then. The next sound that you hear is a song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Khalees, Milkshake.
Okay. Final answer?
That is my final answer.
All right. You stopped the clock at 1.2 seconds. Nora, She stopped the clock pretty quickly, too.
Okay.
She knew that the song was Milkshake, but she stopped it at 2.9 and forgot that it was Khalees.
Oh, yeah. No! Who did she think it was?
She had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Nora. Man, you know, like, a song will take you back to a time and a place, and I was in I was in an actual cab in Los Angeles, and this song came on, and the driver was, like, jamming out. I go, excuse me, who is this? And he's like, Khalees. So I'll never forget that song.
This song reminds me of Mean Girls with the little sister dancing in front of the TV.
Exactly. Well, I'm so sorry, Nora. That means, though, our diamond pendant, wow, it's an $800 diamond pendant now, you guys, from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Your chance to win with Beat Mercedes tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. And now we get to go back to that Mean Girls movie now, Steph. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have an update for you guys on something that we talked about on the show the other day.
Ooh.
You know how I said that I think I got an uninvited to a wedding?
That's right. And then you were confused because, like, her website is down.
Yeah, like, there's a whole thing. I have an update on it. So if you missed it the other day, late last year, I got invited to a wedding, and it's in LA. It's in June, and it used to be one of our neighbors, and she was younger than me. I was actually friends with her older sister, and then she was kind of friends with my little sister, and I got invited to her wedding. She lives in LA now, and it was like full save the date, wedding website, RSVP'd, yes. Booked the hotel, even bought a dress, like I was all in. And it was supposed to be a bigger wedding. Like, I want to say it was like 100 people, cute outdoor venue, signature cocktails, like all that kind of stuff. You get the idea. So then earlier this week, I'm on Instagram and I hit her story and I see this post. And it says, so excited to celebrate for our intimate celebration with 50 of our closest people. And I'm like, huh? So I read it a couple times. I'm like, 50 people? I thought this was bigger. Like, so I go to check the wedding website and it's gone. It's fully deleted. No message from her. No plans have changed email. No nothing. So at that point, I was just like, I think I got uninvited. So I texted the bride and I tried to keep it kind of light, like, you know, just, you know, checking in, want to make sure everything's good, confirming for June, can't wait to celebrate you guys kind of thing. And she responded to me.
She did?
She responded.
Oh, I'm nervous.
So she wrote, I've been meaning to reach out. We really had to scale back. Just 50 people now. It was such a hard decision. But I hope you understand.
What? Wait, but why did you have to text her? And why are you finding out like 6 weeks before her wedding that's completely changed?
I was like, oh, like I didn't even know what to say. I just wrote all good. I was like, I don't know what to say. But here's the thing. Like, there was no confirmation that I was cut. No apology. No, hey, you know.
There was no apology in that text. Like, I'm so sorry. We had to scale back. It was just.
It just says, I've been meaning to reach out. We really had to scale back. Just 50 people now. It was such a hard decision, but I hope you understand.
She should have apologized. I know that it's her wedding and she can make those decisions. But at the same time, she owes you an apology.
It gets better. It gets better.
Uh-oh.
So I told you my sister was friends with her too.
Yeah, wasn't she closer?
They were closer friends when they got little, but as they got older, I got closer with her.
Okay.
So she didn't get the first round invitation. She didn't get that.
The one with the 100 people?
Yeah. I made a comment. I'm like, that's odd. She's like, well, I really haven't kept up with her over the years. I'm going to reach out to her just to check in. So then they started chit-chatting again recently, like earlier this year. My sister got the invite for the 50 person.
No. But not the one for four.
No.
But she got the invite for the 50.
She made the 50 person list.
Oh my God.
So I texted her. Let me go to that text thread here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what your sister has
to
say.
So I was like, hey, did you get invited to the wedding? And she said, yeah, I actually got an invite a few weeks ago. Are you going? And I had to tell her, I go, I was uninvited. And she was shocked. She had no idea. She thought I was still going. She didn't know that the original list had changed. Like, she knew that I was on it, and she just thought she was like a late addition to it because they had recently been talking and stuff. So this whole thing is such a mess. I tried to call her yesterday and we weren't able to connect, just trying to find out like what to do in this situation. Would you still go if you were my sister? Like, that's the thing. Like, she RSVP'd yes to go, but like I did too, but now I can't go. I have my plane ticket. I have my dress. Like, I have the hotel booked. Like, the whole thing is such a mess. Am I still allowed to go to LA so I can at least see my sister, but like not go to the wedding, but I'm going to run into everyone from the wedding? You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing is really weird. Does anybody have any advice for me? 702-364-9400.
Okay, I have a question because there is a lot of moving parts in this, but I want to make sure. Was from your sister, was the original location and time the same exact from the 50 people?
It's all the same.
No way.
It's all the same. Exact same date, time, place. All of it is exactly the same.
What made them decide, if it's the same date, the same venue, to just make it smaller? Maybe because the food was more expensive?
Cost? Maybe.
Okay, but...
The terrace? I don't know. I just don't, like... I still want to go. I made the plans, but I'm not going to go to the wedding if I'm not invited, but I still want to go to LA, and my sister's now going to be there. So we could take out, go out on the town or whatever. This whole thing is so bizarre.
Okay. Now your sister, what does she have to say about all this?
Well, I told her, I'm like, hey, call me tonight if you get a chance. And she said, I will try. We are out of town right now. But I will definitely talk to you about this. And then I never got to talk to her.
Gosh, what are you going to do?
I know. It's so bizarre. 702-364-9400. Ashley is on the phone. And Ashley, you have your daughter with you. She wants to give me some advice.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, what's going on?
I would think that you could try, ask her to cut out. But she didn't just cut.
Oh, Ashley, your daughter cut out a little bit. Can you tell me what she said?
Yeah, she needed to talk to the bride and figure out why she had to cut out 50 people and then.
Oh, everybody's cutting out here. It sounds like they want me to talk to the bride. Like, I feel like this is.
I wouldn't talk to the bride because then that's going to get messy. Why was I uninvited? Like, yeah. That's a little weird.
Joanna, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, Mercedes. I think you should still go to the wedding.
I can't just show up, though, right? She already told me I cut.
Absolutely. Because she didn't even text you. If you were uninvited, she didn't even let you know.
That's the thing.
When did she plan on letting you know?
What if I never saw her story? I keep thinking about that. What if I never clicked on her story? I never would have thought to reach out. Like, that's the thing that gets me. Sarah, hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
I'm wondering, is it a plus one event?
It is.
Because if it is, show up with your sister.
Oh.
Stop. You're on to something.
Oh, imagine. I'm going to ask my brother-in-law to sit this one out so I can show up.
Have your brother-in-law hang out with Matt because Matt's going to be there. You show up with your sister, even though it's like your brother's name probably on your seat. Just show up.
Oh my gosh. My brother-in-law doesn't want to go. My husband certainly didn't want to go. I had to hear all about who are these people now? Yes, I go as my sister's plus one.
That's hysterical.
Do I need to bring a gift?
Oh, no, not the gift.
I wasn't invited. Let my sister bring the gift and not just show up and drink the champagne.
Don't bring a gift. Don't do it.
I'll keep you guys posted. That's a really good idea, Sarah. I wonder if my sister would do that for me, ask her husband. Yeah, Matt and Andrew, they can go out and they can do their own thing. And then I'll show up.
I cannot wait. If this really happens, you show up as your sister's plus one. The look on the bride's face, wait.
I need to hire my own videographer so he could get the whole reaction. Like, I need someone to document this. This will make the most viral TikTok of all time.
Please do. And then you have to have a saga, like, part two coming up.
I'll keep you guys posted. The wedding is June 21st. So, okay. Like, we got to figure this out pretty quickly. But, yeah, that's wild. I love it. All right.
I love this.
It is time to win. Time to play the Mega Minute. We have your tickets to see Katy Perry. It is the Lifetimes Tour T-Mobile Arena coming up on May 17th, and you're going when you win the Mega Minute. All you got to do is get our 10 questions correct in 60 seconds or less, and if you do, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, we have Ariel. Caller 20, Ariel, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready to win some Katy Perry tickets with the Mega Minute?
I'm ready to try.
Okay, do you have anyone helping you out this morning?
My son Tristan is helping me.
Hey, Tristan, what's up?
Oh my god, this is crazy.
Okay, you guys, here's the deal. Whoever knows the answer to the questions I'm about to ask you, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, and hopefully we can get all 10 of these questions right. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, Ariel and Tristan, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What does EDC stand for in the EDC Festival?
Electric Daisy Carnival.
Yes. The ride It's a Small World can be found in which amusement park?
Give Me Land.
Yes. How many scoops of ice cream come in a classic banana split?
Three.
Yes. What is the name of Kim Kardashian's shapewear company?
Skins.
Yes. Ottawa is the capital city of what country?
Canada.
Yes. What is the name of the mascot for the Vegas Golden Knights?
Chance.
Yes. What actress founded the brand Goop?
Pat.
Which European city is also known as the City of Canals?
Rome?
No, no. What singer is known for their hits Dark Horse and I Kissed a Girl?
Katy Perry.
Yes, the Avengers are part of what comic universe?
Marvel.
Yes, what actress founded the brand Goop?
Rihanna?
Oh, you guys, I thought you had it. You did so well.
I've never heard of that before.
Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's brand.
No.
I'm sorry. And then the City of Canals in Europe, that's Venice. Venice, you were,
dang it.
You were in the right country, the wrong city. I'm so sorry, Ariel and Tristan. What, man, I thought that we were done.
Me too.
I thought it was definitely a go. I'm so sorry, guys. That means caller 20 right now. You get those tickets to see Katy Perry, the Lifetimes Tour, May 17th at the T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20, you get the passes at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Whether you are shopping for your mom, your grandma, your mother-in-law, or some other important mother in your lifetime's running out for Mother's Day on Sunday, the thing is, shopping for moms can be challenging, and as the day gets closer, it may feel a little bit easier to buy what's convenient, not meaningful, but before you add that world's best mom mug to your shopping cart or get her another set of bath bombs from the drugstore, a new survey points out what not to buy. They asked real moms, 2,500 real moms and their kids, to find out which Mother's Day gifts are truly terrible and what moms actually want instead. And according to the survey, these are the worst Mother's Day gifts, okay? Number one is weight loss products, sort of product that indicates that she would need to lose weight. Two are cleaning supplies. How-to cookbooks are number three. Unsolicited self-help books, number four. and leftover holiday candy. Who gives our mom leftover holiday candy? Here's some Easter candy, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Listen, if I'm 4 years old and I don't know any better, I think that would be a great gift to Mom.
Oh my gosh. Well, what do moms actually want for Mother's Day? Handmade gifts are far and away number one on the list. That really does mean a lot to moms. Special experiences are on here, handwritten letters or cards, and just a simple day off from responsibilities.
Ooh, that's a good one. What would you think is a good gift for you?
I really do enjoy that afternoon nap I always talk about. It's just, I'm at the point in my life where if I really want something that bad, I'm just going to get it.
True.
And so you don't have to buy me anything. Just, let me sleep in. Let me work on, what I need to work on. Let me watch my shows instead of your shows. That would just mean a lot to me. I don't really need anything.
Just because whatever they give you, you'll be happy with, or just like in time from being a mom?
What do you mean?
You have older daughters now. And I think that it's harder to shop for moms as years go by. In my opinion, as a daughter, it's hard to shop for my mom. So it's like, Mom, what can I get you? It's just give me nothing. Just give me a nap.
I love when they write me something really heartfelt, or, even just coming up, and my youngest, she does this thing where she sticks out her chin. She goes, And I know that that means she wants me to touch her face, and I just kind of stroke her face.
That's cute.
And I love that. I love that she is relaxed by my touch. Just those little things.
I love that.
Do other moms feel that way too? I'm excited about that. Ramon, you're married. Your wife, Jackie, she might be listening, so you probably don't want to give anything away, but do you guys go all out, or do you just kind of give her that time alone?
I get her a gift. I already got her a gift. She doesn't know what I got her.
Can you text me and tell me what you got her, so
yeah,
I can tell you if it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Oh, I mean,
I'll give you the honest opinion.
Okay.
I think I know what he got her.
I wonder if it's something that he mentioned earlier. I don't think that.
Is. No, because she got them for herself.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm waiting for the text from you, Ramon.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got you. That's a good gift.
Yeah, she loves
up gift.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We'll tell you what it is on Monday. We don't want to give anything away. Also, this morning, for the first time in a decade, Netflix is shaking things up by rolling out a fresh user interface, and it's powered by AI. Designed to help their subscribers find shows faster and smarter. Essentially, they're kind of going the TikTok route. You know how you have a For You page and it exposes you to things you probably wouldn't be exposed to? That's kind of what it is. You can expect cool features like personalized badges, upgraded search tools. They've dropped $18 billion on new content, and revenue is up at Netflix. So they're not ruling out future price hikes, but they promise it's all in service to keep customers happily glued to their screens. That just means my mom is going to call me and ask, how do I find my shows? What happened? I'm going to have to explain it all to her.
I'm on my mom's Netflix account, so I wonder if that will change anything. But we have different users. I can go to mine, and my brother goes to his and whatever. But I wonder if that'll change too.
Yeah, I don't think that will. But just when you log into yours, how it shows what you're currently watching. We recommend. It's gonna look like a TikTok scroll. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
I wonder
if
that'll change on the actual laptop too, or every device on Netflix. It'll change.
It probably will.
Yeah.
It looks like it is. Finally, this morning, I guess you're not allowed to compare your boss to an evil Sith Lord anymore. A woman in England just won a big settlement after one of her coworkers compared her to Darth Vader.
What?
Yeah, her name is Lorna Rook. She was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center back in 2021, and a handful of people on her team took this online personality test, and they did it just for fun. And it was a Myers-Briggs test, but it was with a Star Wars theme. So it's kind of like the stuff you would see on BuzzFeed, It's supposed to tell you which Star Wars character you are. So she was on the phone, and she was not around to take the test herself. So one of her coworkers answered the questions for her and then announced to everyone that Lorna had a Darth Vader-like personality. And the test was actually spun it in a good way. It said being a Darth Vader meant you were a very focused individual who could bring teams together. But Lorna said it made her feel unpopular at work. She quit the next month and filed a lawsuit.
Oh my God!
Which, that's totally something Darth Vader would do.
This is on brand.
A judge just heard the case and basically ruled that it created a hostile work environment. They say that Darth Vader's a legendary villain of the Star Wars series and being aligned with his personality is insulting, and they awarded her just under $40,000 for that.
No kidding. That's crazy. I mean, out of the Star Wars characters, I wouldn't be offended by Darth Vader. I would be offended if someone called me Jar Jar Binks, though.
That to me is way worse. I revel in that. When we do Mertz Knows Best and the Mertz side of me comes out, I'm proud of that. Call me Darth Vader. But yeah, you're right. We draw the line places and Jar Jar is a no-go. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's talk about last names after marriage. How important is it for you to take your partner's name? And what if it's objectively kind of rough? We have Tammy on the phone, and thank you for holding, Tammy, because I was like, oh, well, we got to talk about this. You're getting married, and you don't want to change your last name. Your reason, I think some people will feel like it's completely understandable, but why don't you explain what the situation is?
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to get married this fall, and you're right. I don't want to change my last name. And of course, my fiance is not happy about it, but I feel like I'm valid here because the reason why is his last name is Doat. Like when Homer Simpson says Doat.
Wait, how is it spelled? How's the last name spelled?
D-O-H-T.
Tammy, don't.
Yes.
I can't get that out of my head.
It's terrible. And my family is already making fun of me. My brother is like, okay, this is don't. You know?
I'm sorry to laugh. I'm so sorry, Tammy. I can't help but laugh.
How many times a day do you have people referring to that last name and you're not even married yet?
Oh my gosh, it's constant. My friends are doing, like, I just can't. I can't go through my life like that. You know what I mean? So I can't. But you know what? Even though I'm not going to change it, people are still calling me that. So I don't think I can win in this situation.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Has anyone had to, I don't want to say downgrade, because like that's someone's last name and they're very proud of it. But when you were like, oh, I don't want to change my name from this to this, what was the last name that you were like, oh, no way, I don't want to have that as my label for the rest of my life? 702-364-9400. And do you guys have any advice for Tammy? Tammy,
don't.
Sorry. Every time I hear that, now I'm only going to think of Tammy.
Tammy, don't. She doesn't want it to be her last name because she doesn't want to hear this for the rest of her life. And her family's making fun of her. It's something she's going to hear a lot. 702-364-9400. Tammy, hold on the line really quick. We're getting some calls here. We're getting some texts. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's up?
I totally think she should just take the name. You love him. You're going to marry him. Take the name and wear it proudly.
Do you feel any like sympathy that she's going to have to hear for the rest of her life?
You know what? It is what it is. It'll be fine. My maiden name wasn't great. And I was so excited to get married and take on a new name. And then my married name became Coon.
Coons?
And it's not C-O-O-N.
Oh.
It's K-U-H-N.
Like Kuhn.
It's not, though. You say Coon.
Coon. Okay.
Yes. So really only guys know about it. Like, if they know football, they know the famous Packer, John Coon.
Uh-huh.
But women don't.
So, do people make fun of you for that last name?
All the time. I get Cun, and then when I tell them it's Coon, they're like, oh, like raccoon, leprechaun, ice cream coon.
Ice cream turning into a butterfly cocoon.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we're getting some texts here. This one says, I dated a guy with the last name Hyman. He told me if we ever got married, I could keep my last name. I joke that if we, oh gosh, I can't even say. I joked if we ever had a son, we could name him Buster. We're just going to move on from that. Let's talk to Tony. Sorry, Tony. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm sorry, but I can understand the last name. My husband's uncle, his last name is DeLouise. His wife's name is Louise.
So do you guys make fun of your aunt?
I try not to because my husband's last name is a hard one. So I feel for her.
It just sounds so elegant, honestly, Louise DeLouise.
It sounds like a name from Bridgerton.
That is, I actually think that sounds super fancy and amazing. This text says, I worked with a lovely gentleman. His last name was Funk. F-U-N-K.
Okay.
I think that would be a cool last name. Isn't there the song like, we got the funk.
Oh, mm-hmm. Down that funk.
I would literally play that every time he walked into the room. This one says, my last name was awesome and I had to go to day, just like the opposite of night. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad last name. Mm-mm. It's just, you know, it's day. Tammy, the consensus on here on our text line is that you should just go with it. That there's something about Tammy that sounds really nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, I think regardless, people are going to call me that anyway. So
why not embrace it? You know, it could be a fun thing to make a joke out of. Someone says you should have shut it down when you found out his last name.
Before even getting together with him. Man.
That's so sad.
I wonder if his name is Homer.
I know. Could you imagine that? I don't know why. Tammy, I think people will just smile if they meet you. Like, Tammy,
don't.
There's no way I cannot smile. So you just bring smiles to so many people out there.
Sophie says she's got the key. Unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie. You're always aware.
It is time for Sophie Says. My daughter, she tells us what's big with Gen Z, what we can expect to blow up way before we even have any sort of record of it. Hi, Sophie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sophie. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm happy to be back. You know, I hear my mom has a little special guest in her studio today by the name of Soy Milk.
I have my Soy Milk Labubu in.
Sophie, the Labubus, I mean, I know you probably introduced them to your mom, and now she can't stop talking about it.
I can't blame her. I mean, sometimes when you're having a rough day, you just need a little friend to guide you through, you know? And I love having mine next to me while I'm grinding away on my assignments.
Yes, Sophie's Labubu is named Toffee, and he has a whole outfit on, and he's super cute. He even has like a, what's it called? A newsboy bag or something on him?
Yeah, he's got like a little tote, like a crossbody tote situation, and like hold coins in there and stuff.
Look, I'm really happy for you guys, and I don't know if I can get behind the Labubus, but as long as it makes you guys happy, then I'm happy.
That's all that matters, right? All right, well, speaking of making us happy, Sophie, it's no secret that you have brought up a lot of musical artists on this show, and then they go on and they just explode. It was Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Olivia Rodrigo, like all of them, you have predicted we're doing big things. So we want to have you back on and do a little check-in and find out music-wise, what is big right now?
Well, right now, I feel like we're in a very nice time of music, and all the festivals are happening. We're getting some singles here and there from different artists. So one of my favorite artists, she's been teasing a lot of new music lately, and I'm so, so excited. Her name is Leve.
I hear you playing her and talking about her all the time. Now, explain how it's spelled, because the way it's said is different than how it's spelled.
Correct. So her name is spelled Lausey. So you may think, oh, Lausey. No. So she's an Icelandic Chinese artist who is putting like that more traditional pop music with that classical spin on it. And it's just a very refreshing sound, and it like just puts you at ease almost. And it's really amazing kind of the emotions she evokes in her music. And she was actually able to perform at Coachella with the LA Philharmonic, and it was absolutely incredible. Her with the orchestra.
Let's listen to Leve. Let's hear what her sound is, because I saw her, I think it was on Jimmy Fallon, and I was like, wow, this is a sound I have not heard.
And to pronounce her again?
Is it Leve?
Leve, yes.
Leve, okay.
That when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots a arrow through my heart.
Isn't that such a fun sound?
Oh my gosh. And now I can't wait to go to my nephews and be like, did you know about Leve? Because I learned it from Sophie's head.
All right. And then who else do you have, Sophie?
Now, the second artist is kind of up and coming already, but they've been a Gen Z icon, I'd say, for a very long time. And that is Role Model.
Role Model. I love this song. You hear me listening to it all the time.
Yes. So his song, Sally, When the Wine Runs Out, is really doing great right now with streaming. And it's really cool because I've seen so many videos of his performances of it. And he brings out someone from the audience to come up on stage with him, and they just frolic around on stage, have a good time together while he sings a song.
So we actually have a clip of Sally When the Wine Runs Out by Role Models. Can we take a listen real quick?
Absolutely. Bless everyone's ears for a moment.
Okay, let's do it. Here it is.
Sally, that feeling's coming around. Please don't go falling in love.
Oh, I love that song so much.
It kind of reminds me of like a summer song. It's just like, I feel like I'm in a Cadillac with like the convertible roll down. And it feels like that song, Mustang Sally.
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah, I just think it's a great summer fun, like bop, you know, you're outside with your friends, you've got like a nice cold bottle of water. Life is good.
Cold bottle of water. Sophie, come on. They have like a White Claw in their hand. Don't lie.
No. Not for me. For me, it's a nice, crispy bottle of water. It, nothing hits more than that.
What kind of water, though, are we talking?
Not Arrowhead.
She's coming out here full bottom Arrowhead. Oh, I love you, Sophie.
All right. And just one other thing about Role Model. It's just one guy, right? It's not a group.
Correct. Yeah. So his actual name is Tucker Pillsbury. So he's one guy, singer, songwriter, and he's been going since 2017. So it's really nice to see he is, you know, finally getting the recognition he deserves. So I would expect some really cool stuff from him in the future.
All right. You heard it here first. Sophie says, Leve, Role Model, not Arrowhead.
Can we play the song Role Model in its entirety?
Yes, let's play it right now. Thank you, Sophie.
Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy Sally.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Lauren, you're caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to play Heads Up for some Benson Boone tickets?
I'm ready.
All right, win them before you can buy them. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Nailed It or VIP Section?
VIP section.
Okay, National Concert Day was on Tuesday. So these are all things that are associated with concerts, okay?
Okay.
All right. We just need to get 6 and 60 seconds, and we can do this. Benson Boone tickets for you. Let's do it.
All right. Your guys' 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If you get this kind of pass, that means you get to go see what's going on behind.
Backstage.
Yes. This is where you would get your T-shirts and your sweatshirts.
Merch.
Yes. This is what... They will, the mode of transportation they take to go from city to city.
Tour bus.
Yes. This is, they do this before the concert to make sure that everything is working.
Sound check.
Judges. Yeah, check. This is what you might put on your arm to signify you can get.
Wristband.
Yes. This is, they have these taped to the bottom of the stage so they know the order of songs to play.
Definitely.
Yes. Nice. Oh my gosh, Lori, you got it. Congratulations. Yes. You are going to see Benson Boone. He is coming
Thank
to town
so
in
much.
September. Yes, you got it. T-Mobile Arena. Win them before you can buy them tickets. Great job, Lauren. You know your concert, so it's just suitable that you're going to go to see one, and we'll have more tickets for you coming up tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up, right around 8:20. Your tickets to see Benson Boone. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, the conclave, to select a new pope began yesterday. The day ended with only black smoke floating above the Sistine Chapel. The Cardinals locked away with no phones. They're going to keep voting with up to 4 rounds daily. If no one wins after 3 days, they take a 24-hour break to think. Since 1831, no conclave has lasted over 4 days. White smoke and bells will signal a new pope, and over 30,000 people watched in St. Peter's Square hoping for news. Today's going to be second day of the conclave. They've already they're already working on it, so... It's like we're on Pope Watch, you know?
Yes.
Chimney Watch right now.
Ramon sent me something on Instagram saying that the Cardinals are watching the conclave as research for the upcoming real conclave, like the movie. Is that true?
That's literally my next story.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes. So
go ahead and explain that.
You actually just pretty much said it all, but yeah.
No way.
The Catholic Cardinals are tasked with picking the new pope. They have a big responsibility, and it seems like they're getting some guidance from Ray Fiennes, because an unnamed cleric who's involved in the process says that some of them are watching Conclave for pointers. And yes, it's a movie about the selection of a new pope. It's based on the 2016 novel. And this so-called insider says a lot have watched it in the movies just to get some pointers. The majority of the cardinals who have to choose a replacement for Pope Francis were appointed by him. So they have never experienced a conclave before, and they just want to make sure that they get it right.
I can see them like in the church right now. They're watching the movie. They're taking notes.
It's like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do next. The real cardinals have said, though, that there are some major inaccuracies in the movie. I'm not exactly sure what those inaccuracies are, but I've never seen the movie before. Ramon, have you seen it?
Of course.
Yeah. Good what movie. What did you think of it?
I think it's a really good movie. It gives you like behind the scenes, all the political stuff that, you know, goes behind it and stuff like that. And like you said, it's Hollywood, so obviously not everything is accurate. So as long as they know what's fake and what's not, then it's fine. It's just like any other athlete. You know, some NASCAR drivers do VR reality to help them drive and stuff like that. So as long as they know, you know, okay, this is not real. This part's not real.
That, you know, Captain America's not going to swing in and
save
everyone.
He's not.
Finally, this morning, women are more attracted to bald men. That's according to a new survey. This company that did the survey, they found it's one of those websites where you go to have affairs with people, you know, it's called Illicit Encounters. So they say that they asked women to distinguish the physical attributes that they found most attractive in men. And surprisingly, researchers found that a bald head was the second most desired feature in men. And that beat out dark, curly, and blonde hair. Oh, no, that actually, yeah, that fell much lower on the list, which is crazy. It might be because baldness was associated with positive traits like maturity and intelligence and honesty and education. The only thing that came before a bald head was a muscular physique. That was number one on there. I don't know.
There's something about a bald head that doesn't attract me, but it's funny because before James and I got together, he was always bald. He had never had no hair. And his mom, the nickname that he got from his mom was Kalbo. And Kalbo in Tagalog means bald. So they would call him Kalbo all the time. And they even continued to call him Kalbo even when he grew out his hair.
That's still his nickname? It's stuck to this day?
Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine myself with him. Well, he was bald. It's a weird phenomenon that I'm not attracted to. I don't know.
So what happens then if he goes bald? So you're going to stop being attracted to him?
I don't know. Do I still love him? No, of course I would still love him. I just couldn't picture myself with him while he's still bald.
Oh, that's so sad.
Isn't it? I know.
That's so sad. James is sitting there like, okay, just for men, make sure, Rogaine, make sure that we don't lose anything.
Implants,
here.
Please? No. Aww. I would still love him for sure.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. The 2025 Pro Volleyball Federation Championships happening here in town tomorrow, May 9th, and Sunday, May 11th at Lee's Family Forum. So the top four teams in the league, they're going to compete for the title of the nation's top professional volleyball team. You have Omaha and Indy playing tomorrow, and then Atlanta versus Orlando, the finals on Sunday. And joining us right now from the Atlanta vibe, their opposite hitter, we have Aiko Jones. Yeah. Hi, Aiko.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was just on your TikTok, Aiko. I love your TikTok, but you haven't posted anything since March. What's going on? Are you just too busy playing volleyball or what?
Too busy playing volleyball, chasing a dream.
I know. You guys are having so much fun. And the Atlanta vibe, you guys have had a heck of a season. How does it feel? Here you are. Is this your second appearance in the PVF playoffs?
This is our franchise's second appearance in the PVF playoff, but this is my first time here. I'm a rookie, and I'm just happy to be here.
How has rookie year been for you? Has it been just completely different than, because I know you played at Louisville, so how has it been compared to your college days?
I mean, it's been super fun. I'll start with that. It's different from college because obviously you're not in class, and this really is our job, which is surreal to think about. But we show up every day to work in knee pads and spandex, and we play some high-level volleyball. It's really fun. It's different in that there's a lot more autonomy, and they don't tell me what to do every day and what to eat. But it's been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do and the most rewarding thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, your team is really good. As someone who was here, you know, doing the arena hosting for the Vegas Thrill here in Vegas, I got to see you guys play quite a bit. And I just feel like you guys really have a good synergy going on the Vibe team. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I would say we didn't start out the season with the same synergy, like you said, or chemistry that we have now, but it took some time figuring out the identity of this team, and it's been working in our favor.
So going into tomorrow's game against Orlando, what are your thoughts on this game? Thoughts, predictions, you have anything like that?
We're looking at it like any other game. It means a little more, but we're preparing the same way, and we've played Orlando four times this season, like everyone else. And so, of course, we've seen them before, but we know that everyone is bringing their A game this weekend. And so we're prepping hard. We're resting, recovering, practicing hard, doing what we do, and just trying to show up and continue to play better volleyball every day.
Okay, so Aiko, all the volleyball players can relate to some of these things here. You're an opposite hitter, which means you hit on the right side of the court. What is, like, your biggest frustration as an opposite playing the game?
My biggest frustration as an opposite is being right-handed.
Those lefties have an advantage when they play AFO.
They do. And so that's my biggest frustration. I feel like, you know, if I could hit with my left, I wouldn't have to wait for the ball to cross my body. But other than that, I love playing opposite because we get to block the other team's biggest hitter most of the time. And that's my favorite thing to do is block a ball.
What about knee pads? Over the knee or under the knee?
over the knee. Please, please, please.
That is something, like, I see so many people now, because my daughter plays, and they all wear under the knee, and I'm like, what is that even doing for you? Is that protecting you?
Don't you guys talk about, like, a different color knee pad that gets on your, like, a tacky color? Like, is it nude or white or black? I forget if you guys said something like a different color.
Well, there's black and there's white knee pads. Which ones do you go with, Aiko?
White. My knee pads have to match my socks. So I'll only wear black knee pads if I'm wearing black socks. And I don't really do that anymore. So
we're really excited about this. How is Vegas treating you so far? Do you guys like to play here in Vegas?
Yeah, we love it. It's always fun to be close to the strip and to see all the lights and the sphere and everything. And it's always good weather. I mean, we go north sometimes and it's cold, so we love coming over to Vegas. And so far, it's been great. We got in yesterday, loving the hotel and just soaking it all in.
Have you partaken in any of the Las Vegas gambling or restaurants or anything like that, shows, concerts?
I have not. I've been just super dialed in and resting and kind of focusing on the game.
Well, maybe on Sunday, if you win that match for a million, that would be sick. I'm sure some big celebrations will be happening then.
That would be great. Look, tomorrow will be a big celebration, too. We're focused on that one first.
Yeah, so you guys play tomorrow at 7:30 versus Orlando. There's a game right before you. The Omaha Supernovas take on the Indy Ignite. And then, yeah, finals on Sunday. Aiko, really excited for you. What a way to begin your pro volleyball career with a trip to the semifinals. That's huge. And thanks for taking the time to join us and talk about the game. We'll see you out there. Steph and I will both be out there, and hey, maybe we'll have to root for the Vibes since our team's not in.
I know, seriously, maybe we will.
No, maybe. I hope to see you guys in some Vibe gear too.
Love it, Aiko. Thank you so much. Good luck to you, and yeah, make sure you grab those tickets if you want to check it out. You can get your tickets for the semifinals on Friday and the finals on Sunday at provolleyball.com. It's Mix 94.1.